Welcome to episode 13 of The Pig's Ear. I want to tell you about a project we did in my university class. My university students get very bored looking at the textbook every week, and so I thought I'd try to make things more interesting for them. I decided we would do a pen pals project, and so I put an advertisement on the internet looking for people who wanted pen pals in Japan. And I got so many responses from around the world. I chose 15 people, and all my students wrote a letter introducing themselves and telling a little bit about Japan and asking some questions. During the last few days, letters have started to come back, and the first five letters that came back have been really, really wonderful. The first letter that came was from a girl in Arkansas in the United States. She's a university student, and she wrote a really long letter and sent some photographs. It made us really happy to read her letter, talking all about her hobbies and all sorts of things. The second letter that came back was actually three different letters from a girl in Thailand. She's a 17-year-old high school student. She wrote to three of my students, and she had the most beautiful handwriting, so it was really easy for us to read her letter. Actually, I put all the letters onto the overhead projector so we could read them all together as a class, and that was great fun. The girl from Thailand had looked up all sorts of things about Japan on the internet, and so she knew all about my student's hometown, and she'd looked at the university website. I thought that was a really cool way of learning English, was to write letters and to look at the internet to find out about the place that she was writing to. The third letter we got back was from Istanbul in Turkey, and he sent lots of pictures of his favorite musicians and told us about life in Turkey and sent a picture of his favorite food. We had never seen or knew about this kind of food, which is called manti. But one of my students used his mobile phone, which had internet connection, to look up the word, and he was able to download some information about this Turkish recipe during the class. So we were communicating using a very old way of communication, i.e., by letter, but we were finding out and learning about the contents of the letter using the internet and the latest technology. The next letter that came was from London, and it came from a girl who is studying at medical college, which coincidentally is the same university that Gandhi studied at. She sent us some photographs of herself and her friends, and she also sent a package with some Halloween sweets in it, which we shared. And I thought that was really nice to send all the way across the world packets of sweets to some strangers. The girl from London lives just down the road from my brother, which was a coincidence. The next letter was from Chile. And although the handwriting was very, very messy and difficult to read, it was full of really funny comments about life in Chile and his dreams of traveling around the world and coming to visit us in Japan. So we made some friends around the world, and I hope that my students will write back again, and maybe one day some of my students will meet some of the people that they wrote letters to. That's all from The Pig's Ear for this week. Thank you for listening.